fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends. Welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, a program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. This is a big week for us. This is the week we celebrate Ash Wednesday, the beginning of the season of Lent. Such an important season. And I think this year, I mean, every year it's significant, every year it's very important. But I think just because of where the country's at, where the world seems to be at in terms of fear and anxiety and disorder and confusion, this is a season I think could be a time of great grace for not only our country, but for the world, if Catholics and Christians take up the season as it's intended to be. Lent is a season of really 40 days of fasting and abstinence and a particular prayer of penance and really reorienting our hearts and minds toward baptism, who we are in Christ and what happened to us in baptism. And it's an important time to ask ourselves, how are we living in relationship to our baptism? Does our life correspond to the reality of what happened to us when we were plunged into the waters of baptism and the stain of original sin was removed from us? And we were, as Jesus said, unless you're born again by water and the Spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. And there in baptism, we're born again by water and the Spirit and given the power of God, the capacity, a sharing in what belongs to Jesus, the life of Jesus, the power of the Holy Spirit given to us in baptism, to be able to live a new way of life, to live a life that is salt and light in the world. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness. And he intends for those who are his followers to be able to say the same thing. I'm the light of the world. I'm the light of the world. Jesus said, you are the light of the world. Don't let your light be put under a bushel basket. Let your light radiate. Well, what is that light? That light is the life of God in you, in me. It's the reality of what has happened to us in baptism being lived out consciously, our cooperation with the work of the Holy Spirit in us, who leads us to what the Second Vatican Council described as to live out the two great universal calls, the universal call to holiness and universal call to mission. Universal call to holiness is what? It's love of God and love of neighbor. And so holiness really is each person surrendering our mind, our will, our imagination to the present action of the Holy Spirit in our lives, who comes to us in many ways. First of all, we ourselves are temples of the Holy Spirit. So the Lord has made his home in us. So greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. So Lent is the season of particular spiritual combat, where we sharpen our sword, if you will. We orient ourselves fundamentally to the truth. We do fasting and penance to reorient ourselves toward God, to open ourselves, to hear the Lord more clearly, and to allow the Lord to shine his light into areas of our lives that need to be changed, that he wants to change in us. But it's fundamentally our being docile to the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives, at work within us, but then also coming to us by means of grace through the preaching of God's word, through prayer, through the sacraments of the church, through the ministry of the church, the many ways, the conduits that the Lord has created for us to be able to grow in strength, grow in holiness. And it's our daily saying yes to the Lord that allows the Holy Spirit to form us and conform us to the person of Jesus. So in this season of Lent, getting clear on who we are and allowing the Lord to purify us, both in our relationship with him and with our neighbor, to love God and to love neighbor, to will the good of our neighbor, but also to see in that the universal call to mission, that part of the purification that needs to happen in this season for us is for the church to see itself again, as Pope Francis described it, as a community of missionary disciples. Many of the baptized, that kind of self-understanding, or even corporate understanding or communal understanding, it's not even on the radar. And so as a result, for many, the light has gone dim, or maybe the light, it hasn't even really come to be in any significant way yet in a person's life. And so the church can look dim, can feel lukewarm. It doesn't radiate. And so what the world needs now more than anything is for the church to be healthy, for the church to be aware of who she is, to be alive in Christ, to be alive with passionate love for God, love for our neighbor, and fully and freely with confidence and conviction, stepping into the mission that the Lord has for each and every one of us. So what I'd like to do today is I want to just begin with a simple reading that at first glance may not correspond to sort of how I launched the program today for this week, because I'd like to slowly build and help us prepare for the season of Lent and to encourage you and challenge you and hopefully inspire you to make it a different kind of Lent, to be able to not just set aside chocolate or this or that, but make a decision to make sacrifices that are essential to deny our flesh. It's good for us to not always be attentive to the cries of our flesh, what we want. I want more of this, I want more of that. But to learn how to have a degree of self-mastery with the help of the Holy Spirit to subdue the drives of the flesh, to subdue the noise, to silence the noise that's within us, much of the noise that we absorb from the world around us. But we can live in a kind of perpetual kind of state of anxiety that comes as a result of being far too attentive to too much noise around us. And we lose the kind of silence, interior silence, that's necessary for us to be able to hear the Lord and to walk in the Spirit. And so we're just going to pray that in this season of Lent, it would be a season of the radical pursuit of God for you. It would be a time of reconciling with God. That's part of the whole kind of calling us back to the fundamental meaning of our baptism. As you may remember, Lent is moving toward the celebration of Easter, and at the Easter Vigil, during this whole season, there's a preparation of those who are going to be baptized for the first time. And so it's a baptismal season, kind of from beginning to end. And baptism has many elements to it, like spiritual warfare, like cleansing, like purification, like being born again, the work of the Spirit giving us new freedom and new capacity to live a new way of life, literally becoming a new creation. In baptism, God gives us power to become children of God. It's something that's so fundamental to shaping our identity. It's really very important. So make this a special Lenten season. It's a great way to love the world. It's a great way to love the world the way Jesus wants us to be able to have compassion, to be able to have impact on the world. The only way that comes is if we're living in Christ, who is the light. And he wants to use each and every one of us. So the question is, leading into Lent, how much do I want you, Lord? Where are you at? Where's your heart at? What is your time and your treasure? You know, what is your credit card statement? How you use your time? What's that saying about what your heart is most dedicated to? Is the Lord first in your life? Reorient your life. Put first things first so the Lord can bear fruit through you for his glory and for the salvation of others. It's really very important. So part of the whole discipline of Lent is it's not just a matter of willpower. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to be more disciplined, like a disciplined athlete. That's part of it. But what's most important is that that discipline be informed by the presence and power and the working of the Holy Spirit in your life. So there's a key element to being more deeply connected with God, finding more consistent times of being silent, praying more consistently, getting time before the Blessed Sacrament, setting time aside for service to the poor, as well as the penitential disciplines you might have, making sure you get to the sacrament of confession on a regular basis to absorb the graces that the Lord wants to give in this season. And so part of cooperating with God's grace is knowing what the Lord wants to produce in you. What kind of man, what kind of woman is he calling you to be? What is the what's the Christian vision of what it is to be a man and what it is to be a woman? What's the heart of it? And there's a wonderful little booklet that I've read many times over the years and recommended to friends and even recommended on this program by a wonderful Catholic philosopher. His name is Joseph Pieper, who was one of the most prominent Catholic philosophers in the 20th century. He passed away. It's a book called A Brief Reader on the Virtues of the Human Heart. Lent is about dialing into the depths of our hearts and your heart and mind, that each one of us allowing the Lord to reveal to us, to examine the intentions of our heart, to help us be honest with ourselves about who we are in relationship to God's call. But in this short booklet, one of the things that Professor Pieper did was to take St. Thomas Aquinas as a teacher to help us understand what the Western understanding, that is the Christian West, Europe, America, that part of the world that was deeply formed by a Christian understanding of the human person. And he tries to rearticulate it because there's so many different ideas of what it means to be human, what it means to be free, what it means to be happy, what it means to live a fulfilled life. And I'm just going to read what he says. All of it may not be self-evident, what he's saying, and I'll touch on some of it today and then pick it up again tomorrow. But I encourage you to get this small little book. You can get it on Amazon, and as a way of maybe a piece of reflection, an element of what you use to during the season of Lent to reflect on. So you get a vision of how the Christian people have understood what it means to be a free human being, a good human being. What does a fulfilled human being look like? So he puts it this way. He says, first, Thomas Aquinas, the great teacher of Western Christianity, endeavored to express the Christian's image of man in seven theses, which can be summarized in the following manner. First, the Christian is one who, in faith, becomes aware of the reality of the triune God. It starts there. Number two, the Christian strives in hope for the total fulfillment of his being in eternal life. Third, the Christian directs himself in the divine virtue of love to an affirmation of God and neighbor that surpasses the power of any natural love. So he begins with the foundation of a Christian identity, which is the three theological virtues of faith, hope, and love. Okay, fourth, the Christian is prudent. This is such a key virtue for us in the time we're living in. So the Christian is prudent, namely, he does not allow his view on reality to be controlled by the yes or no of his own will, but rather, he makes this yes or no of the will dependent upon the truth of real things. Now, that may not grab you right away, but I'm going to go back to this tomorrow in particular because this is crucial. He's now talking about the cardinal virtues, and the key virtue among the cardinal virtues is the virtue of prudence. We'll talk about that tomorrow. The fifth one, the fifth thesis is the Christian is just, that is, he's able to live with the other in truth. He sees himself as a member among members of the church, of the people, and of any community. Six, the Christian is brave. That is, he's prepared to suffer injury and, if need be, death for the truth and for the realization of justice. Seventh, the Christian is temperate. Namely, he does not permit his desire to possess and his desire for pleasure to become destructive and inimical to his own being. So the theological and the cardinal virtues. This is the foundation, the Christian image of man, a free human being, of a fulfilled human being, of moving toward perfection and moving toward what we were made to be. So I want to talk a little bit about this tomorrow because the season of Lent, this is the person God wants to work in us. He wants to give us the grace and the strength to pursue virtue, to correspond to the theological virtues, which is God's grace at work in us to become a particular kind of person. So I hope you can tune into the program tomorrow as we discuss some more. God bless you. Have a great day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, St. Francis Used Words.
St. Francis is really a model of mercy, and he communicated that mercy through both deeds and through words. And Pope Francis reminds us that each one of us is called to do the same. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.